Welcome to this edition of the Adoration Songbook, a program devoted to the singing of hymns. My name's Paul Usher, and I hope that you'll be able to do just that today. Sing with us on a beautiful hymn, For the Beauty of the Earth.
For the beauty of the earth, for the glory of the skies, for the love which from our birth over and around us lies, Lord of all, to thee we raise this our hymn of grateful praise.
For the beauty of each hour, of the day and of the night, hill and vale and tree and flower, sun and moon and stars of light, Lord of all, to thee we raise this our hymn of grateful praise.
Today's hymn is only one of a few hymns devoted to giving thanks. Regardless of who we are, we truly have much for which to be grateful. Our hymn sings of the beauty of the earth, the magnificent forests, the beautiful flowers that dot the landscape, and the splendor and glory of our majestic universe. It does not come, of course, of our doing. We owe this beauty and majesty to our great God, to whom we raise our hymn of grateful praise.
For the joy of ear and eye, for the heart and mind's delight, for the mystic harmony, linking sense to sound and sight, Lord of all, to thee we raise this our hymn of grateful praise.
In this last stanza, our hymn shifts from the beauty of the earth to the beauty of relationships. What a great privilege it is to have, or have had, a Christian mother or father, parents who have faithfully nurtured their children. We think also of a friend whose loyal counsel and companionship has encouraged us in our walk along life's difficult path. It's a priceless gift for which our hearts well up in praise and sing again, Lord of all, to thee we raise this our hymn of grateful praise.
For the joy of human love, brother, sister, parent, child, friends on earth and friends above, for all gentle thoughts and mild, Lord of all, to thee raise this our hymn of grateful praise.
The author of our hymn, Foliot Sanford Pierpoint, intended his hymn for communion services in the Anglican Church. The words had come to him while walking one late spring day in the beautiful countryside of Bath, England. Originally containing 8 stanzas, the words have been altered considerably. In the original refrain, Pierpoint wrote, Christ our God, to thee we raise this our sacrifice of praise. But today, this one-time Anglican communion hymn has now become a popular American hymn of thanksgiving. Sing it often. Let it be your prayer of thanksgiving to God, echoing the words from 2 Samuel 7:22. You are great, O Lord God, for there is none like you, nor is there any God besides you. Well, if you'd like to know much more about this beautiful hymn, check out our website, songsandhymns.org. At the same time, I encourage you to write us a note and let us know you're listening. It would be a great encouragement to us all. And be sure to join us next time for another great hymn from the Adoration Songbook.